Welcome to the Hackberry House of Chosun. My name is Bob, and reading today from a study of the Book of Romans. We're in chapter 16 now, just about to wrap up the series. This one and two more after it will probably do it. And I can announce that the book that actually records everything that was done in the first seven chapters of our study is now available. You can go to Amazon.com if you want and just look up A Study of Romans with my name on it, Bob Faulkner. Or right there on the website, you can just click on Store and you'll find that the newest one there is indeed this one. And it's available to you now. Glad, and the price that I've had to charge is what the company makes me charge so that they get their profit. I make almost nothing on these. I could charge anything I want in terms of how high the price could be, but I can't go any lower than what they suggest. This is a 400-plus page book, as the next one will be. Lord willing, the next one will be out in just a couple of days, too, so you can have the whole set. Thank you for that. Let's get on to the study. This is the one that you. I'm trying to be faithful and give you every word, but these words are not going to be the most interesting that you've ever seen. 16:8 says, "Greet Amplius, my beloved in the Lord." Now, once more, there's no other mention of this man in the Bible. All we know is that he was loved, and we got to move on to chapter 16, verse 9. "Greet Urbanus, our fellow worker in Christ." Urbanus, or in the King James, Urbane. Also, nowhere else in Scripture, but not just Paul's associate, it says a valued team member, a fellow worker in Christ. Stachys, my beloved, is next. He's not mentioned elsewhere. As Amplius, he was just loved. We've got to meet these brothers one day. It's going to be interesting. And how many others does the Father have through the centuries that were just loved, good men, godly men, blessed in their own way with their own gifts, and Paul loved them, and we will love them too. The tradition out there is that he was one of the 70 that Jesus sent out. You remember that? And later became the bishop of Byzantium, or Constantinople. That's the tradition. We don't know for sure. Chapter 16, verse 10, "Greet Apelles, approved in Christ." What does that mean? Well, he, again, is not mentioned elsewhere. Approved, that's the same as you'll see in 2 Timothy 2:15. Due diligence to show yourself approved, tested, tried. Sounds like this brother also went through the fire with Paul and came out standing still and tall. Tradition says that Apelles also was one of the 70 and later became a bishop. Then greet those who are of the household of Aristobulus. The word household does not appear in the Greek, but is supplied by most of the translators. Some have put the word family in there. Only mentioned again in this chapter, we don't know for sure. Is it possible that Aristobulus himself was not a believer, and that's why he worded it this way? I want a blessing, a greeting to his family, not necessarily to him, because he probably doesn't want to hear from me, but there was this name Aristobulus was out there quite a bit in this Herod family. Maybe he was even a son of Herod the Great. We do not know. But why would he be in Rome? Well, there was a big connection between the Herods and the emperor. They went back and forth trying to prove that somebody in their family was no good. You have to read Josephus on that one. Quite a history. But we don't know who he was, but quite a name. Paul was just simply reaching out to his family who had become believers, and that it supported Christ and his work. Tradition represents him as a brother of Barnabas. So there's another possibility for Aristobulus. Chapter 16, verse 11, "Greet Herodion, my countryman." Another relative. Again, could have been, when you see the word countryman, it might just mean fellow Jew. He's writing to Rome, you know, and he's saying, this guy that's over there with you now, He's from us. He's from over in here. He's from Judea. Or it's really a family member. We don't know. The name implies a connection, though, to that, again, that local king there, Herod Agrippa II, Herodion. So was a Jew actually married into the Herod family somehow? don't know. He's mentioned only here, and not to be confused with the Herodians. That was a political party. Or Herodias, that's a woman, the granddaughter of Herod the Great. And then greet those who are of the household of Narcissus, who are in the Lord. Now, the implication of that wording is that there were members of Narcissus' household that were not in the Lord. So I want you just, you know, I'm just greeting family members, spiritual family members here. These other people, they don't want to hear from me. Those who showed up at church when this letter was read would be greeted by the apostle. Again, mentioned only here. Verse 12, greet Tryphena and Tryphosa, who have labored in the Lord. These are women's names, both of them. Maybe they were sisters. Some suggest they were twins, if you look at the way their names are. Tryphena and Tryphosa. Actually, the first five letters in English are the same. Whoever they were, they impressed Paul as persons willing to put their shoulders to the plow and labor for the gospel. They have labored in the Lord. They're mentioned only here. Where Paul met them or anybody on this list and how they came to be in Rome now, that's anyone's guess. Greet the beloved Persis, who labored much in the Lord. Now, the tense is a bit different here, past tense. MacArthur suggests that her work, and we're thinking Persis is a woman also, that her work is past. She labored much, as opposed to Tryphena and Tryphosa, the tense having a little more of a present. They have labored, and they're still laboring in the Lord, but Persis is done. Maybe she's a senior saint. And the name may be of Persian origin, again, mentioned only here. Notice how the apostle values hard work. He says it about several. This is my fellow laborer. They've labored. They have labored. They are laboring. He likes people at work. Verse 13, greet Rufus, chosen in the Lord. There is a Rufus mentioned in Mark 15:21. The gospel writer tells his audience, that's Mark, that the man who helped Jesus carry his cross, Simon of Cyrene, had two sons, Alexander and Rufus. It's clear that the readers knew who he was talking about, who Mark was talking about, and also who Paul was talking about. It's not a positive identification, but Paul could be calling him chosen in reference to the way his family, his father, was selected to enter into the sufferings of Christ in that very unique and personal way. On that awful day when Jesus died. And his mother and mine. So the widow of Simon of Cyrene, if this is the Rufus of that of chapter of Mark. We assume her widowhood, or Simon himself would have been mentioned for sure. So he must be gone. But the widow somehow cared for Paul as a mother would her own son. During one or more of his missionary journeys, we don't know. Maybe she helped bandage wounds or offer soft words of comfort that only a mother can give. Why is she in Rome right now? Don't know. We just speculate on a lot of this. Verse 14, greet Asyncritus, Phlegon, Hermas, Patrobas, Hermes, and the brethren who are with them. None of these names are elsewhere in Scripture. The scant tradition we have mentioning them tells us that Phlegon was maybe one of the 70, became a bishop in Marathon. Hermes, also one of the 70, later the bishop of Dalmatia. And several church fathers want to connect Hermas to the extra-biblical writing that bears that name, the Shepherd of Hermas. You may have heard of it. Problem is that work didn't show up until about 150 A.D. This greeting was sent 100 years earlier. So maybe this group of men represents one of the many individual fellowships in the area of Rome. And Paul is giving a shout out to the entire assembly. That's per MacArthur. That could be. Here's a multi-site multi-campus church, you know, as we have today quite a bit. You got the main fellowship over here, but little groups scattered all over. And I kind of like that idea that that the church at least was just, there was only one church. There might have been many little groups meeting here and there, but then as often as they could, they came together. Rome was a big city even in those days. Verse 15, greet Philologus and Julia, Nereus and his sister, and Olympus and all the saints who are with them. Well, if MacArthur is correct, here's another house church, a collection of believers in one of the Roman neighborhoods, which combined with all the others to make the one church of Rome, all the saints who are with them. He says that in both greetings of groups. In other words, that whole bunch of you. Tell everybody there I said hi. Out of that quintet, only Philologus shows up in any reputable tradition. He may have been one of the 70, it says, as so many on the list were. Later a bishop, perhaps. We don't know if Julia was his wife or his sister. You know, you've got Nereus and his sister in the verse. So maybe Philologus and Julia. Maybe that's a brother, sister, or maybe husband, wife. And again, none of these persons are in the Bible anywhere else. Well, we finally come to 16:16. Greet one another with a holy kiss. Paul now wishes his greeting to be spread out among all. Imagine being in the assembly as this list is being read and your name's not spoken. Paul could not probably include everyone he knew in Rome, so let's greet just everybody generally. It had long been a tradition among the Jews and some Gentiles to show affection by a simple kiss. Still the practice of many in different parts of the world. Even here, I've seen it, you've seen it. There's no demand in Scripture for such a sign, but neither is it prohibited. Excesses in either direction are to be avoided, and we've seen both, haven't you? I have. I'm talking about the excess of coldness. There's the cold church where no contact at all is visible. Hardly even a verbal greeting is expressed. You walk in, you do your thing, you sit coldly by yourself sometime, and when it's all over, you turn around and you walk out. No contact. That's unfortunate. On the other hand, there are those among us who would pervert the apostles' invitation to kissing, to affection, especially with the young ladies from the young men. And it's maybe this tendency that has caused many to go the direction of coldness. I mean, we don't want any contact here. Let's just cut it all. Not good, folks. There's a middle ground. The holy handshake seems to serve in America, with a quick hug for special people. Visitors can be turned off, you know, by no greeting. Or they can also be turned off by excessive greetings. You got to be careful about that. Not everybody likes to be hugged that much. Watch it. Let each church approach this matter very carefully, but do approach it. It can make a difference when people come into your fellowship. I think the word holy is key here, a holy kiss. Keep it holy. Keep it loving. I think most people will understand. And then the churches of Christ greet you. My home church was a division of what's called the Restoration Movement. It was known as the Christian Church or Church of Christ. We loved this verse so much. Hey, we're in the Bible, we would say to people. Of course, Paul had no such denominational division in mind. He was in Corinth, recall. He'd been ministering the gospel, and from the ministering of the gospel comes the planting of local churches. Paul was able to speak for all those churches he had planted, and as an apostle, for all the churches that had come to life before his work. On their behalf, on the behalf of all the church and the individual churches, he offers a huge God bless you to the Church of Rome. And so we come to the end again, right? Well, almost. Not quite. One more challenge, one more list of names, and three more amens before it's all over. And we'll start there, verse 17, next time around. Well, it's good having you with me on this study. As I said before, it's nice to hear from those who have been with us the whole time. Of course, we haven't had the whole time yet. So maybe Tuesday of next week for those in real time. This is 11/22/2019 today. 23, 24, 25. On the 26th, if you have been with me the whole time, I would like to hear from you. But I like to hear from you anyway. Just keep writing. I think that's all I want to say about today. This is the Hackberry House of Chosun. Lord willing, we talk again real soon. Bye-bye.